Later, your help for the post-election blues. But up next, is there a doctor in the House or the Senate? The short answer is not many. One more doctor, an Oklahoma physician, was elected to the Senate this week. Currently, there are 7 physicians in Congress. That's MDs, not counting the dentists, nurses, and psychologists who hold that office. There's also a physician delegate from the Virgin Islands. But you know what? I didn't know this. I learned this week that historically there were many more doctors. In fact, several of the founding fathers wore white coats. But these days, we see fewer and fewer doctors making our laws, and this election didn't change that much either. So how might that affect issues like health care reform, stem cell research like we're talking about, the environment? If we had more doctors in Congress, would legislation on these issues be different? Would they be more informed? Would we be making more intelligent decisions? Well, today we're going to talk about physicians in Congress and how their medical expertise could impact the debate on certain key issues. We'll also discuss changes in medical education that could make the next generation of doctors more inclined to run for office. Joining me now is Chad Krause. He's an emergency medicine researcher and graduate student in the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. He wrote about the doctor shortage in an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
What got you interested in researching doctors in Congress?
Well, actually, my training as an undergraduate was as a political scientist, and I'm also interested in medicine myself, as I'll be soon attending medical school.
And you wrote about a shift in the numbers of doctors. Give us some sort of historical background about where doctors used to be and how that shift has occurred.
Well, early in the founding of our nation, actually 10% of the signers of the Declaration of Independence were actually physicians.
10%?
Despite the fact that the numbers were small, it's still, of the proportion, 10% were, which is pretty impressive. Additionally, 5% of the 39 crafters of the United States Constitution were physicians. So as you can tell, the founding documents of the nation were strongly influenced by physicians. And then in the first 100 years or so of the Congress, over 4.5% of the total congressional representation was made up of physicians.
And we added one physician, this senator from Oklahoma, right?
Correct. And there are actually 3 physicians were also added to the United States House of Representatives in addition to the new senator from Oklahoma.
So that gives us, you have an idea how many?
So that now gives us a total of
12
physicians in Congress, yes.
And what about nurses and dentists and other healing arts?
The data actually for the other healthcare professionals in our study, we haven't updated that with the new election results, but that was also quite a small number, around 1% as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you think if we had more trained physicians and healthcare people, we might get different kinds of laws coming out of Congress?
I think that's the central question that our study raises, not necessarily addresses, but I think it lays the groundwork for addressing that question. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important because in the last 25 years or so, we haven't really seen much physician participation in Congress or in legislative action at the federal level. It's been primarily through professional lobbying organizations or other organizations representing healthcare interests who have primarily lobbied, but haven't really been at the table, per se.
We have a majority leader. The Republicans is a physician, is he not?
Yes, he is.
Has he affected legislation that you know of?
One of the things in our study that we didn't look at was how physicians actually vote on healthcare issues. And one of the reasons that we didn't do that is because it's very difficult and somewhat subjective, actually, to develop a methodology by which you're able to analyze policy, especially given the way that healthcare bills are often wrapped up as part of larger budgetary bills or larger issues. And so depending on one's political persuasion or ideology, it's quite easy to judge a piece of healthcare legislation as voted upon as either pro or anti-healthcare.
Talking about doctors in Congress this hour in Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. And Howard Dean is a physician, right?
He is, correct.
If he had been president, would he have been the first president physician?
I think that he would have. From our records, we were unable to find whether or not another physician had been elected to the presidency. Mm-hmm. And one of the interesting, the way we designed our study was that we considered as physicians anyone who had graduated from either an allopathic or osteopathic medical school. So that would be MDs and DOs. And we actually found that prior to Senator Frist, there hadn't been a physician elected to the United States Congress since 1928. There had been one other physician, or to the Senate, I'm sorry. There had been one other physician who was in the Senate, but he had actually gone into professional journalism following medical school.
God, did he fall down.
He wasn't actually practicing medicine at the time of his election.
All right. Let's see if we get a couple of phone calls in. 1-800-989-8255. Jillian in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Jillian.
Hi, it's Dr. Gillian.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. You know, my comment and question revolved around our past governor, John Kitzhaber, who himself was an emergency room physician, then served in the Oregon legislature, and then became governor, a very popular governor here. And he initiated the Oregon Health Plan, essentially. And I think as an emergency room physician, he really understood the stress of uninsured patients on the healthcare system. So I wonder, have other physicians in a governorship or in state, more local service, have they made any, other than Dr. Kitzhaber, made any moves across the country?
Well, I know that here in the state of Maryland, actually, we have several physicians in the state General Assembly who have actively worked on some of the issues that are very prominent right now, including medical malpractice reform. And there's also the current governor of Kentucky, Ernie Fletcher, was actually a member of the United States Congress prior to taking his position as governor in Kentucky. I'm not sure what pieces of legislation that Mr. Fletcher has put forth. And additionally, there's also a governor whose name I'm forgetting right now from Indiana, who actually, I think he was during the 1970s, he was a governor. And he actually went on, he proposed quite sweeping reforms in Indiana's healthcare system prior to moving on to serve in the Health and Human Services under President Reagan.
Thank you, Gillian.
Thank you.
So do you think you can talk more doctors into running for Congress?
Well, that's the question. I think that we're certainly at a crossroads, and obviously in this last election we had 20 physicians running for congressional seats.
No kidding.
So that includes those who ran to have their seats back in the House. Dr. Frist was not up for re-election.
Right.
But that includes Delegate Christensen from the Virgin Islands, as well as the other incumbent members of the House.
Well, we'll have to check back in with you.
Yes.
Keep counting that tally for us.
Yes.
Thanks for taking time to talk with us, Chad.
Well, thank you for having me.
Chad Krause is an emergency medicine researcher and graduate student in the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University, and author of an article in JAMA about why are there so few doctors in Congress. We're going to take a short break, change gears, and come on back and talk about what's got you down this week. Are you in the blues? Well, maybe we'll have something. We'll have a consult. That's what we'll do. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.